So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey everyone, good Friday. What a busy week it's been. Welcome into the Dom Show and some of the things this week. Boy, do I have a local story that plays into all these national things around illegal immigration that is shocking. Right there in Montgomery County, we have a new mayor out of Central Casting, a zombie. A zombie socialist. Seems like a nice woman, different than Mondani in Seattle, but immediately telling supermarkets, we will not let you leave. You can't close up unless we close you up. And she says, oh, yeah, we're going to need vast tax revenues. By the way, speaking of taxes, so I don't forget today during the heat of the show, I have a new study out here on the Dom Giordano Show that says the top 1% in Pennsylvania pay 35.09% of the taxes. That is 58,000 households. Wow. In the top 1%, which is, I think, over a million combined family income. And that's 26.1 billion paid. I'm sure Mondani and the mayor of Seattle might say that that's not enough. It's never enough. And this woman, I put up on Twitter a picture of her having her mom fill out an employment application with her. And she was about 39 because she had never worked somehow or another, didn't know what this was about. That's the mayor of Seattle. Maybe they've lost their minds more than Mondani. And she looks out of Central Casting, the outfit, the hair, the whole thing. But she's not obnoxious. She's a zombie socialist, a whole new class here. But I want to start with the story that's continuing now and give you some updates on this, and we'll try to do that. Affordability is the issue. I'm back from Channel 6 doing my panelist thing once a month on Inside Story, which I love. And Mikey Sherrill, virtually, not there in person, was the featured guest, the newsmaker we reacted to. And, of course, she went down the affordability path. And how on day one, what she's going to do. The guy that I think has it right, and you're starting to see President Trump come around on this with Vance and Bessin, is Vance mainly, publicly, with Hannity last night, some other things, saying we got to get a handle on affordability, grocery store bills. We can cite all these areas that are true. What the Trump administration has done with energy is unbelievable. More to come. What they've done with getting down the housing rate, the mortgage rates, soon as we get the head of the Fed out of there and get a new guy in that's going to cut, you're going to see progress on that. But the grocery bills, Trump is finally admitting, haltingly, that tariffs have something to do with this. So Secretary Bessent has teased out, we're going to be making a deal, removing some of that on coffee, bananas, citrus. I'm not sure what else. So when we start to be able to report that story, will there be outliers? Will there still be other things? I mean, we're dealing with hundreds of products in a grocery store that are still very high, and we'll see how people react to them. But President Trump coming around on this and not saying, hey, it's all a hoax or whatever. It's not a hoax. People care about this. It is an issue, and it's going to continue to be an issue. Now, the issue where we're seeing good things, and I think the Trump administration is winning, is enraging the suburban town of Jenkintown. Now, DJ and Luke played basketball there, real nice lake, real nice town. Ro and I have eaten in various restaurants there, shopped there. It's a nice town. And all they did in Jenkintown now, they're being flooded with activists. All they did in their September 29th meeting is to update so that police know exactly their policy on everything. And their policy update instructed to police to notify ICE under certain conditions, including if a person is arrested for a crime and is believed to be in violation of immigration laws. Oh, my goodness. That's not welcoming, Jenkintown. That's what the activists say. Coming into town and saying, how could they be? Now they're backpedaling. The police chief, Chief Thomas Scott, said, the illegal immigration policy was just clarifying what the stance is and what our role is in any immigration enforcement, which is we are not involved in any immigration enforcement. But he then did go on to say, if they're wanted for something else, we will contact them at any level of anybody, not just people here illegally. But Jenkintown is a tiny place, very nice place. And if you've been, you're thinking, what the heck is going on here? I think it's fairly liberal. I think it used to be Republican. But this is an example of where we are, just a common sense thing this police chief was trying to do. It results in all-out outrage, and these anti-law enforcement people come to town. They're involved in saying that, hey, we're not welcoming people into Jenkintown if we enforce the law. And they're visiting, I think they said, 61 or 62 communities, trying to browbeat them into being welcoming towns. Think of Havertown. How welcoming are they if you're a Trump person? But if you're there illegally, we'll take you to dinner. So let's watch for Jenkintown. We'll see if we can get anybody on from there. As just now, the epicenter, of course, over in Bucks County, we know Fred Herron, etc. All this is trying to protect citizens. So these people in Jenkintown now, the mayor seems to be one, who are backpedaling big time on this. They would rather roll the dice that somebody gets out that's here illegally that could have been stopped by ICE and somehow or another commits a heinous crime. Oh, well, we were welcoming. That's what this comes down to. Which side are you going to be on here? Which side are you going to protect citizens with? And maybe the citizens in Jenkintown, they want to be welcoming. They don't care if someone gets killed. Well, they wouldn't say that, but isn't that what it comes down to? Isn't that what it always comes down to? Now, on the Epstein front here with Dom, yesterday we had Ryan McKenzie, who I would say is a conservative, Jeff Van Drew, who's a conservative, and MAGA, very connected to the president, both say on my show, when the discharge bill comes up this week, and it will, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, they would vote to release all of the Epstein file that's now in the hands of Pam Bondi, pretty much. And why not? And I think this is a very positive thing. This is showing people who always say we have these Republicans and we have talk show hosts and everybody else blindly following Trump no matter what he does or what he says. Well, this is an instance that disproves that, in that the MAGA forces and others are among some of the leaders wanting this to be done properly. And they're making the point, the Biden people had this for 4 years. They would have leaked this if Trump is implicated in something here. Also, from the emails we've seen, you could argue, yeah, Trump was fairly tight at one point with Epstein. But there's no indication. In fact, all the reporting in this is opposite that of Trump being involved with these girls. That's what this comes down to. By the way, I mentioned the suburbs there a moment ago. Now, Philadelphia Inquirer's got a big piece today. The collar counties are preparing for tight budgets and tax increases. Again, the suburbs have lost their mind. Why do they have to raise taxes some more in the suburbs? We're going to talk a little bit later in the show. One of our favorites, Kim Ward, who is the president of the Senate, will be with us to break down what happened in this big budget deal. One of the things that happened, though, is they went after cyber charters. Now, cyber charters have gone gangbusters in Pennsylvania since COVID. And since that, and it's a public safety thing. A lot of these kids could even be in the inner city. Their parents don't want them traveling too much to school. It's not safe. Josh Shapiro hates these cyber charters. Matt Bradford out of Montgomery County does. So in this bill, and I'm going to ask her about this, they whacked the cyber charters. Now, you know me. My podcast, New School, Old School, Next School, is all about school choice of any sorts. Charters, cyber charters, vouchers, whatever, so that parents have a choice in order to deal with what's happening in these public schools. So they really hammered and restricted cyber charters here. They kind of make them public enemy number one in this bill. We'll ask her about that. One other positive news, and this really takes a lot to do this, on the immigration, illegal immigration. For the first time in 17 years, more asylum cases are closing than opening. More needs to be done to narrow that gap. In other words, in the Biden years, these people scream asylum, and then they don't have to show up for 10 months, which they never do. The Trump administration has streamlined this, put in tons of judges. I put in even more. Get every single case, and in the main, go back to the country of origin. These are not asylum cases. They're economic in almost every case. So what's happening now is we're going to see more and more progress on this. It's a good sign, and it's an underrated sign. By the way, one of our favorite drops that we play is the voice of Frank Rizzo when he was confronted by Stan Borman, who was the I-team, I think, over at Channel 3 at that point. Well, the Inquirer's got a big piece here in which they say this is the week, this day in history, I think they say in 1980, when Frank Rizzo was confronted by the I-team and offered to fight all of them after he put his dog inside. But they highlight the one line that Rizzo used, "You're a crumb bum." And then when he called Stan Borman a lush. And he said, "I'm not a lush, Your Honor. I know a lush. 40 years as a cop, I know a lush when I see one." We'll play those throughout the show today. Nothing like Frank Rizzo. Picture Frank Rizzo today with Larry Krasner, with social media, with Trump, what it would be like in Philadelphia with a Frank Rizzo. And Frank Rizzo was Trump before Trump. I mean, it's you just cannot recreate the humor, the entertainment, the things he said, what he stood for, the battles that he got into. Locally, it was our era of Trump, I would say. There's nothing like it. You're not going to see anything like that again. All right. Now, speaking of Trump, his granddaughter, Kai Trump, yesterday made her debut. She's an amateur in a tournament called Annika with 100 and I think it's 108 players, so 107 other players. Now, the media can't wait to tell you that she is dead last by four shots. She shot at 83. Windy, Florida, tough course. Not horrible for her. And I think she drives the ball about 260. So what we're looking for today, we're bouncing off this with the side question, and we hope to get some pretty creative outside-the-box ones. We want somebody that you think had to be under tremendous pressure, or you might take like a generic, you know, a husband under pressure. His wife says, does this dress make me look fat? I'm going to take that off the board. Tremendous pressure. The one I'm going to take off to is Sully, the guy who landed the plane on the Hudson River. Oh, maybe I should say the co-pilot. Maybe the co-pilot, because are you going to tell Sully you can't land that plane on the Hudson River? Are you going to nod and say, let's do it? Maybe that guy was under more pressure. Imagine the nerves of steel. Imagine landing that plane on the Hudson, all survived, all got off without a hair. I mean, just, it is still miraculous. Pressure, though. Deep down, you're saying, we're never going to make it to the airport. You know, he was on trial. You've seen the film. Because of that, why didn't he go to the airport? He knew he wasn't going to make it. He made instantly the right calculation. But to think you can land on the Hudson and somehow or another everybody lives, that's miraculous also. So we're looking for, just as Kai Trump is, under pressure, with the name Trump here, getting into the tournament. She's in there because of her name. She's a decent player. It's a chance to shine. She's only 18 or just turning 18. She's a senior in high school. But the idea that the media, I mean the Golf Channel, was going to this even though there are pro tournaments going on. I understand why. It's a curiosity. We're looking for somebody under pressure. So I'll ask the guys here. I'll ask John and the other. We'll ask them about that, their answer. Get in, because today we pull it for the winner. Gets that $50 Gallo's gift card or Harv's Burger Bar, your choice, thanks to Jim Harvey. We do that later in the show. One other thing I'd never thought I'd bring up in talk radio, and we're going to see what Tucker Carlson apparently is going to reveal something today about the attempted assassination of President Trump in Pennsylvania. But he is under fire now because he went after Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran minister who bravely put his life on the line to try to take out Adolf Hitler, along with others who were executed. Valkyrie's the film. It's a great film if you haven't seen it. And Tucker says, well, how was this guy a religious figure? He was going to violently blow up Adolf Hitler. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I mean, Tucker Carlson and a few others, really. And he's a smart guy, an incredibly smart guy. I've interviewed him, been on his show several times. But this is just disgraceful stuff. His argument is, well, we shouldn't call people Nazis because then we can kill them. Well, that's what Hitler was. He was proud of it. And when they were trying to take him out, he was already doing this stuff. So absolutely, Bonhoeffer in the news. We'll see what he has today on the assassination, the conspiracy du jour. By the way, one other bright note before we start to take calls, 855-839-1210. Doritos and Cheetos are going to put out another snack brand. They're going to be kind of a pale yellow. In other words, you'll still be able to get the ones that you want that are colored, that are dyed. But they're going to have the undyed one. This due to RFK Jr. Now, this is going to be an interesting test. All these people who say, take all this stuff out of our food. Okay. Are those products going to sell? We'll see. Because people love these products. And the company said, no, we're giving you a choice. This is exactly what I would want. A product without the artificial flavors and dyes, and one that has them. Perfect solution to this. Let's see what happens. All right. Thrilled to be with you today. Great guest coming up. You at 855-839-1210. You can get in. Hit us on the side question. And if you're in Jenkintown or surrounding Jenkintown, what the heck is going on in Jenkintown? They put out a simple directive. You know, you're supposed to cooperate with ICE. And now they're invaded by the welcoming people. You're not welcoming people. I bet they don't have any welcome mats in Jenkintown. Maybe they'll all have to put up signs. Hate has no home here. Illegal immigrants, come on in. All right, this is Dom Giordano on a big Friday show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, good Friday, everyone. The Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You got the side question. I'll get John and Kirk's in a moment. But you heard me talk there about Tucker Carlson and what was coming down, Bonhoeffer and all, just wild stuff from this guy. Well, Carlson is out there today. And look, he knows my line, conspiracy for some people is better than sex. In America, it is. Tucker Carlson is telling us that the crooks guy, the guy that shot and hit President Trump, is actually a right-wing grievance guy. And I don't see how he indicates he would shoot at Trump then, other than he then gets into the notion that somehow or another, well, when you're in that state of mind, God knows what. So it comes down to two things or three things with Tucker Carlson. One, my first reaction with the FBI and what happened with Trump there is the sheer utter incompetency of the Secret Service. And, yeah, maybe they were not going to provide Trump the same level, you may remember, as they did Dr. Jill Biden. But Carlson is saying not only is that what happened, and this guy was a right-wing grievance conspiracy guy, crooks, but also Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are covering it up and covered it up. All right, so right away, right out of the box, does that tickle your fancy? That's all this guy does. You heard what I said yesterday. He went after the people trying to kill Hitler and saying, inside Germany, they had a hell of a nerve. You call people Nazis, you can kill them. What? Just think of how much better the world would have been if they succeeded. How many people would have survived? This guy has turned from one of the smartest guys I've seen in TV, et cetera, to a guy who is deranged at this point. And this will set off all kinds of back and forth. Do you think Dan Bongino and Kash Patel are covering up that Crooks was really a right-wing conspiracy guy and somehow or another got mixed up with Trump? Yes, we've been through this how many times? You have people pointing to the roof. You have all that stuff going on. I get that. And again, you saw how screwed up the Secret Service was. It was almost shocking to see how screwed up they were. Where's the evidence they conspired to kill President Trump? And even worse, incompetency, allowing the shooter to be inside that foliage in Florida when President Trump was golfing there for, I guess, 10 to 12 hours somehow or another. He wasn't detected. Do you think Kash Patel and Bongino, what would be their play? Why would they cover this up? Why would they cover this up, that this guy really was right wing and shot President Trump? I think Trump would have blurted this out and said, you know, I even have some people to the far, far right. Somehow or another, he would have brought it up to say, you know, how at risk you are to be president. It's ridiculous, but it gets people intrigued. And that's all any number of influencers are about. And that's what Carlson is, throw in his anti-Semitic stuff. And there you go. Love to hear from you if you still follow Carlson that closely. Now, it's true. It's unsatisfactory as far as the bottom line of getting to the bottom of crooks. The body pre-made it. We moved on pretty quick. I agree with all that. That's a mistake, particularly in a conspiracy world. But now this guy, he says he has evidence, was really a right-wing guy and yet shot at Trump. All the people pointing up at the roof. I just told you why. Yes, we know that. We know the incompetency that's there. I mean, are we surprised at incompetency in government? They just go together. All right, one other thing, too. I told you that I was taping Inside Story today, thus the suit. And Mikey Sherrill was the prime interview. It was virtual, though. But this idea that she just goes down Broadway with affordability, she was always about that relentlessly. You're going to see on day one, she is going to freeze prices and there's nothing the private industry can do about it. This is that I'm still amazed at what happened here. And the Chetarelli will end up, they're still counting votes, if you can imagine, by over 13 points. It is, it's Jersey. They want to believe certain things that fit their narrative. And I guess Mikey Sherrill fits that. And she is going to be Phil Murphy, only more on top of it, more relentlessly driven. That's what you're going to get out of her. There is no doubt in my mind. All right, hit me on the side question too. Side question, hit us with something that is a pressure situation. Maybe somebody famous like Sully deciding what to do. Maybe something more pedestrian where people are under pressure. Kai Trump, as I said, is under a lot of pressure, being a Trump. And she, I think in the beginning yesterday, I'm watching her, she just said to herself, no double bogeys, no double bogeys. Just make a bogey or par. Hit the ball pretty well, but she was nervous, round of greens and all that. So she's last by four shots. Yeah, true. We'll see if she bounces back today. But having the Trump name, getting into the tournament that way, and then playing with the world's best, that is, golf is a very nerve-wracking sport. More so than, you can't hit anybody. You can't run. You know, there's none of that. Now, did you know that Tiger Woods is her advisor, though? Because Tiger Woods is dating her mom. Boy, what a strange circumstance. Tiger Woods dating the mom. I'm not sure if they're divorced with Don Jr. or not. And coaching up Kai Trump. Oh, my God. All right, let's start off with Hank in Havertown. And Hank, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Hank, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. The ones I think that come into play with under pressure are the nine guys that were trapped out in the Q Creek mine in Somerset back in 2002. They were there for 3 days. They broke into an old mine and everything got flooded. So they were there for 3 days. They had to find some higher ground. They all got soaking wet, and they made a TV movie out of it, Disney did, with Dave Frankel as our director. And I just think that you're underground for 9 days.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a cross cut.
Right.
That's a little higher than where they were when they broke through. But anyhow, it took a while for them to get down there. They drilled the holes, mm-hmm. and I have familiarity with it. I met three of the miners when I was, wound up being an extra in the movie.
So great. That is a good one. Thank you, Hank. That's a good start. Now, that's pressure. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. How about you, Kirk? Do you have one?
Yes.
What's pressure?
What's pressure?
Yes.
Driving into the center city, Philadelphia, and trying to navigate traffic, getting to the 1210 WPHT studios.
Well, I would concur with that. Finding a parking spot that's pressure. Might be double that. Okay.
Exactly right.
John, how about you?
Having to defuse a bomb, I think, is the most pressure situation.
That's
I can
really,
think of.
Yeah. Even with guys who are expert in that, no, not the red. Cut the green.
exactly.
Even
right.
then, they're quirky. People that put together bombs might do stuff to try to dissuade something from the book.
And all right, shaky fingers.
That's what we're looking for. It could be a real event like Hank's, or you heard John's, something where pressure is involved, a lot of pressure, just like we're seeing with Kai Trump. You heard mine, Sully. Is it Sully or is it the co-pilot? Suppose the co-pilot said, are you out of your mind? We're not landing on the river. Yes, we are. I'm the captain of this ship. Going against a guy like this whose reputation was unbelievable. All righty, it's 855-839-1210. Then there's Tucker. Now we're told the conspiracy theory du jour after he's not being attacked by demons is that Crooks was actually far right. And that he thinks everybody was in on this to kill Trump. Really, incompetency never enters his mind here. See, that's always my first instinct to look at that, because, you know, these people are incompetent. They're not that smart. They're not that good. And to pull off a conspiracy takes something a little bit clever. All right. And this guy's right wing, and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are covering it up. And so's Trump. Are you buying that? You know, I know it slakes the thirst to hear a good conspiracy theory, but that's where we are. Okay, 855-839-1210 will get you on board. Pressure coming up. Our own John producing in a little bit. We'll talk with him about dating Gen Z women. Gen Z, yeah. Well, he has a story he was telling us after the show yesterday that I guess is believable, given some of the stuff I told you yesterday about young women telling Gallup about one quarter of them want to leave the country. Young is defined 15 to 44 is the way they were defining it, want to leave the country. Here is, though, I don't want another conspiracy theorist. Here is Mikey Sherrill doing national interviews. This is Cut 12. Sherrill saying that what she's about and what people got in Jersey, you should be able to work hard and have the opportunity to build a good life. Well, who's been in charge for 25 years in New Jersey? And Jack Cianarelli's story is the Jersey story. So where does this woman get off? Well, she's riding high now. She won by hook or by crook. Here's Mikey Sherrill.
I saw this exit poll breakdown of exit polling from your race I thought was very interesting. Voters, New Jersey vote by family income, making less than $50,000 a year. You won by about 43 points over your opponent. What sense of that do you make?
Well, you know, I ran on both affordability but also opportunity. This idea that, you know, you should have access to a good job, your kids should have access to a really good education, that in this country we can provide opportunity to people. And that has been the promise of America for decades. I sometimes trace my own family's history or the opportunity I had in the Navy when they opened up combat on ships and aircraft to women and what a difference that made in my own career and the careers of so many other people. So that idea – of having a seat at the table and having the chance to compete on a level playing field is really powerful for working people and something that this country has delivered for, like I said, decades, and something that now we see under this administration really being shut down.
All right. Working the helicopter pilot in there, smart, but when are we going to get to any kind of sense of what happened here in Jersey and move forward with it? To give hope that it cannot be this ridiculous that a woman who's voted against prosperity, voted against affordability, is the champion of that, and that's what they wanted to hear. It is stunning to me. Hey, I mentioned at the top today, now I want to hear from somebody in the Jenkintown area. Jenkintown in the news. Now, as I understand it, the police chief, and I like Jenkintown, the police chief over there in Jenkintown was just refreshing and tightening up what police procedures are. And one of them was that they would cooperate with ICE in a very limited way, not even like Fred Herron. And now the welcoming committees are swarming Jenkintown. How dare you? The mayor. Mayor, call us. Why won't you work with ICE? Don't you want to protect your people, the mayor of Jenkintown? I'm not going to call you, Mr. Lehrman. Why are you backpedaling? Your police chief was right. He told them, we cooperate with everybody, state, federal, and all that. That's all we're doing. They wrote, if there's a question, they might be here illegally. Like they can't speak English. Oh, no, that's profiling. If you can't speak English at all, could it be you're not here legally? Just a thought. So now Jenkintown has to do a mea culpa. They're going to all 61 municipalities in Montgomery County, the welcoming committee. You want to have on your sign, you're now entering Jenkintown, a welcoming community. You don't have that sign there, buddy. You're in big trouble. That means you're not welcoming to people that are here illegally. Oh. And all it was the police chief trying to take the burden off the average cop by telling them what they should do in each and every situation. That's good direction. That's good leadership. Now we just got to say, we didn't mean that. All we mean is we're not going to tell ICE to go to hell. You better tell them to go to hell. You don't want to help ICE. So Mayor of Jenkintown, somebody gets killed because ICE could have taken him out of the country. Your cops are confused. Your citizens are confused there. Are you going to say, but we're welcoming, Dom. We're welcoming. So were the people that let people run amok with Lake and Riley. They were welcoming as they raped her and beat her to death with bricks. Weren't they mayor of Jenkintown? Not going to have my guys go and chase them. He can call in and tell us, well, you have it all wrong, Dom. Here's all that we're trying to do. We're trying to be welcoming. I don't think Jenkintown's unwelcoming. The police were not going to go door to door, street to street, looking for people here illegally. They were just saying they're going to give ICE notice of this because you have someone dangerous. ICE might have more power to deal with them and get them out of the country. Well, we don't want to do that. That's profiling. No, that's called protecting the citizens of Jenkintown. But maybe the citizens of Jenkintown are one of those towns they don't want to be protected. Maybe it's that. And as a result, we're going to see something bad happen. It always does. And then we're going to say, oh, well, just like Larry Krasner, we had good intentions. All right, let me go to Karen in Tabernacle, New Jersey. Karen is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Karen, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
I have a question or a comment, about the Tucker Carlson FBI Secret Service thing. My comment or question is, if the Secret Service really is that incompetent, why did Trump give Sean, and I can't think of his last name, the guy with the sunglasses in that iconic photo from the Secret Service, why did he give him a promotion and make him head of the FBI if they're that incompetent? It doesn't make sense to me.
Wait a minute. The people that were in charge then, he wasn't in charge. He was definitely competent. He's the one that shielded Trump versus women who couldn't shield him there that were out of shape and shouldn't have been there, Karen. So he was not in charge of the FBI. Of the Secret Service.
No, I know at that time he wasn't.
Well, he is now. Yeah.
Right. But if Trump really felt that they were that incompetent, why give somebody a promotion? Okay. I would think he would fire them all.
But no, Karen, this guy was competent. He's the one that Trump is trusting with his life, and he's the one that jumped into that and protected Trump. But he didn't make the assignments of everything that was going on there in a grand scale. That's where the problem was. So this guy is, from what I can tell, I would trust him without a doubt.
So he wasn't the problem. It was the others.
Yes. Yep. Exactly right. Thank you, Karen. Yeah. 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 You trust him with it. That's a great question. Who is it, not just your life, but say Roe and the kids, who would you trust that they are going to die first before they let a stone unturned? You saw the guy, the woman, first of all, was in charge of the Secret Service, then the guy, both of them, rank incompetence, arrogant up and down the line, more concerned with putting 5'4" women out there who were out of shape to block a 6'3" guy from getting shot. No, the guy that came to the rescue is a guy that Trump has put in charge now. And do I think Patel and Bongino are covering up that this guy was right wing, et cetera, and that Trump is on board with doing it? No, I do not. Come on, Tucker Carlson, do better here. All right, get in on the side question, too. Pressure. Think of pressure. We know pressure in sports. There's all kind of pressure. I think the guy under pressure the most may have been the co-pilot when Sully said, I'm landing on the Hudson. Yeah, baby. What are you going to do if you're the co-pilot then? Oh, my God. I'm taking over. You're nuts. You're not landing on the Hudson. Hey, let's talk about Rescue Natural Supplements. Take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted, natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being. Put these limited-time deals at res-q.com is the way to go, or call a Rescue product consultant, 826-ALIVE. 800-262-5483 or online res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health supplements.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, if you're going to Target today, they have implemented their new smile and wave mandate. If somebody seems manic, they're under the gun there. They have to do it. Pressure. Smile. All right, pressure is the side question today. You heard the Tucker Carlson stuff. On the Epstein front, not anything much that's new overwhelmingly, other than we had not one but two congressmen on my show yesterday. Ryan McKenzie said it, and Van Drew, they're going to vote to discharge the whole thing. I am suspect of any congressperson that doesn't vote to put the file out there. Why not? What in the world are we trying to protect here? And again, it helps the Democrats more if some of this stuff comes out piecemeal of how they're going to spin it versus the file being out there. Let's go to Robert, Ben Salem, Talk Radio 12. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Dom. As always, it is good to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
I've been doing a little research on this, and we have a problem in that a lot of younger people aren't able to get homes, and they're not starting families the way they used to. It's a societal, it's a economic problem, and I haven't heard anybody come up with a solution for it. I can't say I ever did myself. I know it's a problem, but how do you deal with it, right? And I'm thinking about this 40, 50-year mortgage thing. Now, some lenders are already using 50-year mortgages, and others are already messing with the idea of going to 50-year mortgages as well. That's because the 30-year mortgage was designed back in the 1930s when people were living shorter lives, and the lenders have been thinking about updating that for a while. I think that it would be very easy to do, very easy. It wouldn't require a law because everything related to this is governed by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, and HUD. So that could all be handled in the executive branch instead of making it happen. And they're not changing anything. They're just giving people permission to do this. I see it as a possible free market solution where when the government tried to fix it in the past, it was a debacle. And I think it would give people to get their foot in the door, you know, and we can get back to them starting families. There's like a convergence of things because he's building up the manufacturing base. You know what I mean? And I mean, what about it worked for Levittown, Dom? Do you remember Levitt?
Well, sure, but those weren't 50-year mortgages.
No, I know, but I mean, we could update that premise today and have a bunch of Levittown-type neighborhoods, starter homes, whatever you want to call it. And you yourself complained about the value of homes in Levittown today, so right. It shows that those were not a failure, right?
Oh, no, they're not. And look, I'm on board, and Van Drew said this yesterday, Robert, too, about cutting the red tape, the regulations, getting builders together, incentives for homes that are not as costly, might be smaller, to get them into a home. But I just think part of it is getting into the home, but a sense that you're owning it, you're moving toward that. With 50 years, I don't get the sense that it's more like you're leasing it to me.
Well, it could. You would have to change like things like mortgage insurance and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you can introduce new ideas, Dom. How about multi-generational mortgages? You know what I mean? You have a suitable benefactor when you die, take over that mortgage and keep it in the family. I'm not saying it's a panacea, and I think that Gary and Leslie have a lot of good information on this as far as the downside of it goes, but I think that we should think about giving it a shot, you know, just try it, you know, because I don't see any other options as far as saving the American dream, and we're losing it, Dom. Young kids are so disillusioned today, and if we don't do something about this housing problem, these young people are going to be pulled towards the Socialist Party.
Well, that's happening. I would agree with you on that. Robert, what's your side today?
I'm going to go funny, Dom. It's kind of along the lines of undoing the bomb, as John said, which I thought was a good answer.
Yeah.
I know you hate sweatpants, Dom, but I wear them a lot.
Oh, God. I'm itching. Oh, it burns.
So you run into the bathroom because you have to go to the bathroom real bad,
yeah.
And you pull that string, and instead of untying it, knots up on
you. That's going to be hard to beat. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, if I ever wear a sweatsuit to a 1210 event, it will be the gangway in style, the South Philly velour.
You
want
to be able to show your face again?
Yeah, no, I'm not wearing it. Well, we might be announcing on Monday the next Politics and Pints, a big one. I wouldn't wear it to this show, though. No. By the way, Target says if you're within 4 feet of a customer, in addition to the smile and wave, you have to say, can I help you? Can I assist you? 4 feet. If you're beyond that, you don't have to say it. That's a pretty good rule. You don't have to be within 2 feet. 4 feet. That's think of a 4 foot range. If you're at Target, someone's going to say, can I help? Isn't that the main thing people just want to a store? You can't find anybody to help you. Even sadly, where I go, the Giant, we're thinking about not going in Flower Town. They make the guys that do the seafood stock the shelves. And half the time they're out in the back getting something or whatever. And there's nobody at the seafood. Acme has somebody at the seafood thing. It's a simple thing. Do you sell enough seafood? You ought to have a guy or a woman there. Most times they do not.
You ever been to Hy-Vee?
I don't even know what that means.
Hy-Vee is the Giant of the Midwest.
Okay.
I was there all summer.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee trumps Acme and Giant any day of the week.
What, for service?
For service, for what they got for like pre-made food. Like I would get their meatloaf like once a week. It was amazing.
Oh, meatloaf from a supermarket. This
guy, I don't
know about that.
This guy is spreading some communist propaganda again here. All right. Coming up, though, John's experience with, here's pressure, getting a date with a woman, and if we have women in Gen Z that can respond, is difficult. All right, you come on too strong, you got a lawsuit on you, he says. But we're going to talk about... I can't imagine having to use a dating app. It's always like walking around without cash and wearing sweatpants.
Exactly right.
These things, Robert, don't show up in sweatpants at our next event out there, please. All right. So big 1 o'clock hour, get in on the side. These are really entertaining. That was good. It could be somebody who faced pressure or a situation where you think there's a lot of pressure. Like, honey, do I look fat in this? All right. Yeah, it's...
Robert didn't mention anything about that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. The sweatpants nodding up. 855-839-1210. You get on board. We're coming to you next. Big 1 o'clock hour.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right. Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. So a guy that I think most listeners, 90%, 95%, he's avuncular. He's funny as hell. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana was just on CNN and saying that, you know, the Trump administration needs to address the Jeffrey Epstein thing to the American people's satisfaction or will not go away. And I think that's the case. And a way to do that is to, now, whether a judge or judges are going to allow some of the information to come out, open question. But I was surprised yesterday. I don't know about you. Jeff Van Drew, I knew, was on board with releasing this before. Remember, we had him on. He was one of only two or three that voted with Massey to do that. But Ryan McKenzie was kind of surprising, and he said, like, yeah, I'm going to vote to release the entire file. We tried to do it this way through this. Democrats releasing in that manner. That's difficult. Who's not on board with that? 855-839-1210. This has to be put to bed. And just saying it's a hoax, what about Bill Clinton and all? Okay. All right. Yeah. You can say that and say we're going to release these emails, release the material with Epstein. This guy in death has almost as much power, whatever power he had during life. It's endless. It just never stops. And the release of the emails is not caving into the Democrats. I think a lot of the MAGA base agree
They see what happened to these young women. They want this released. And then we move on. And so far, that I can tell, what's the downside for President Trump here? Does he come off looking great in his? No. Does he come across doing something criminal or anything like that? No, there's none of that there. He's been exonerated by the major woman who committed suicide who's in question. So what in the world, and the pressure this puts on people like Pam Bondi and all, she's going to go before the House again, here we go again, is just unfair. All right, and if you're joining us, Tucker Carlson, and you heard my opener, and yesterday we kind of alluded to it. Today, gives up information. He says that the shooter, Crooks, the guy who shot and hit President Trump in Pennsylvania, the first assassination attempt, was really a right-wing guy, extreme right-wing, delusional, you know, how he got in his mind to shoot at Trump. And Kash Patel and Bongino covering it up. It's just preposterous. But this stuff is an entire industry. It affects people. They love conspiracies. Just love it. And we've been through why. The Kennedy conspiracy is the granddaddy that fueled a lot of this. I'm also watching, we're trying to get on, the socialist Katie Wilson, the new mayor of Seattle. And this woman is not as annoying in one way as Mondami, but she is zombie-like. And Seattle is already incredibly high-taxed, incredible stuff going on. And yet she's proposing affordability by even more of that. I mentioned at the top of the show today, too, a study out today says in Pennsylvania, just take the top 1%. Pay 35.09% of taxation in Pennsylvania. It's about 58,000 households that make up that top 1% in earnings. How much more do you want? But the answer is there's no number. I don't know if we have people with living memory of what the tax structure used to be. I'd have to Google the exact figure. But at one point in time, in certain brackets, I think the government was taking 80% of your paycheck or your earnings. Think about that. I mean, that's where they'd want to go or beyond. They try to figure out some way to shield themselves if they could, but that's where they would go. Now, she still lives off her parents' money. She didn't know how to fill out a job application. There's all kinds of pictures of mama helping her. She apparently didn't work until her late 30s, and yet Seattle elected her. Now, Robert made a good point at the end. Are these just little pockets? Well, so far they are. But you're going to see more and more and more of this unless we push back, not only by pointing out how ruined this is, and we'll see that, but also by offering solutions here with the first home and the stuff that we talked about. So 855-839-1210. I'll say this, that the footage I've seen of the Seattle mayor, she's not as in your face as Mondami, but she's even more zombie-like. And these people, again, are fired up. It's like they discovered something new. That's the first thing. And what does it come back to? Schools. What are they teaching about socialism? What are they teaching about capitalism? How is this being approached? How much ignorance is there? I'm not even talking colleges. I've been working with young Republicans, and we were going to do it, but it's just not enough time, to set up a debate, you know, on the road thing. One, the first one would be at Penn, probably in January. And with Mondami winning, and by that point, well, I've seen some of what he does. There's a couple of guys in the Pennsylvania House who are like Mondami Jr. They're not mayors yet, but they say the same things. One of them even kind of vaguely looks like them. That would be the first debate. Now, you know my motto, once I start talking, I'm not going to shut up until I feel like shutting up. I don't care how much you scream, I'm still going to just talk. We'll see if this comes off at Penn. We're working on it. And I'll invite you if it comes. I think it will be. But the new mayor is still financially supported by the parents. Just like Mondami's a trust fund baby. How can you ignore this? The same way in Jersey that people in Jersey voting ignored Mikey Sherrill. Same thing, same background.
They ignore, she and the husband, $7 million in value now through the stock market while she's in Congress. They see what they want to see. So there are going to be pockets, Seattle, New York, Jersey, where you're going to see some of this. But are we going to see it move in other places? That's what the fear is. You know, there will be some places you're never going to see socialism. I don't see in Texas, but there might be some places in Texas even. People think it's a new idea. And we go through this cycle every 5 to 8 years where it comes up again and people go, wow, yeah, let's just tax those people more. They'll be better for me. That's not fair. I'm also waiting from a response, someone in Jenkintown or Jenkintown area. Can you imagine the police chief just tells him, hey, cooperate with ICE in this manner, just so you know. He was refreshing the rule book for cops. And now all hell breaks loose. And this mayor in Jenkintown, oh, no, we're not going to help ICE at all. We are not going to do anything with them. This is the insanity that we're involved in. And this isn't even what Fred Herron was doing over in Bucks. This is just the courtesy of working with your federal and state partners. So I'll be watching. We'll see if somebody, you know, that could have been in the clutches of ICE gets released, as always happens, and they murder somebody. Just like Krasner, it's the same thing. So what's the response of the people that favor that? Their response is to ignore it. They're ignorant. Miss Scott's family, they buried her publicly and all that. They have nothing but good things to say about Larry Krasner. What are you going to do? The family won't even say anything. Are they living under a row? You not can't criticize the family. Well, in this instance, it's very public. You mean to say your daughter is killed in the manner that she was with a guy that was out because of Krasner and what he's doing, and you praise Larry Krasner? It's fatiguing at times to see this. But we have the answer. The American dream. It's just tweaking it to restore that. All right, let's see. Cam and Yardley's next, and Cam's with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Cam, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom, and happy almost weekend.
Well, thank you, Cam.
So mine is the opposite of the great Robert from Ben Salem's. Mine's very serious.
Okay.
And I think the group under the most pressure were the passengers on Flight 97. Not only were they hijacked, which is stressful enough,
right,
but they knew their fate. They knew what was coming. And instead of laying down and giving up, they chose to fight back. I can't imagine the pressure.
I went to New York and honored two of the leaders' families right there at Ground Zero. I think it was like a week or 10 days after it with a motorcycle group, Cam, of hundreds. And the thing I said, they could have kidded themselves into saying, well, this is just a hijack and whatever. To your point, they didn't kid themselves. They took action and they stopped something even worse. They are beyond
exactly.
Heroes. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, they gave us, what was it? Let's roll. Imagine pushing that these guys were like rugby players.
Cart, yep.
Yeah. That beverage cart coming at you. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's a great one. I got to file that way as a potential winner. But the pressure was not kidding yourself. They could have kidded themselves and said, it's a hijacking. Let's play ball here, you know, and see what happens. Nope. They didn't lie to themselves, and they saved other American lives and tragedies around that. So, that is a real good one. So it could be funny, could be serious. I'm still thinking of that co-pilot with Sully. All right, coming up, more of your calls, and I'll let John tell his story a little bit. Is there pressure in dating Gen Z women? Wait until you hear what one gave him, I guess, sort of a passive ultimatum on the first date. And what would you do, every guy out there? I think women, too. Women would say, where's that woman? I want to get at her. I just can't wait to get at her. All right. And I also saw Mikey Sherrill today. You'll see it on Sunday, 11:30. Matt O'Donnell's great guy on Channel 6. Did a really good interview with her. But my God, you just need to follow up like 50 times to pin her down. Really still pitching the idea on day one. We're going to have price controls in Jersey and everything's going to be fine. She's just going to say, that's it. Prices are frozen. Based on what? Well, retribution will bring the full power of the state on you. Then she'll go out and kill some more whales, I guess. Will she try to revive wind? As long as Trump is in there, they're not going to get the wind stuff going. But after that, who knows? You know they'll go for it again. That's what they believe in. They want more windmills. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.